Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you've got stuff you can read, articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. Thousands of those on every topic you can imagine. Many of them are evergreen. Most of them are evergreen. And we got things you can listen to, archives, thousands of archives of interviews that I've done. Every segment becomes its own podcast, and you can stream them, you can download them. We'll let you do that and use them to your little heart's content. You can watch videos. We produce a new video, at least one new one every week. So check that out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different question on the site every week. We want to know what you're thinking. By the way, if you have a smartphone or an iPad or a tablet, our mobile site, I think you'll like it. It's pretty cool. So check that one out too. I want to do a little review and a little help you prepare a little bit for your small business, for what's going to be happening, probably going to be happening over the next 4 years. I want to review what things were like for you and me as our small businesses under President Obama for the last 4 years. The first thing that he did in the first year, he began Obamacare. Well, 70% plus of my audience and most other small business surveys I've seen say that small business owners do not like Obamacare. But yet he worked on that. He didn't work on the economy. There really was virtually nothing done to help the economy. Other than the stimulus plans, which basically didn't work. Hundreds of billions of dollars spent on stimulus that we've gotten the reports on that basically created virtually no jobs. But that's what he did. That was one of the things he did in the early part of his tenure. Another thing that he did. And folks, I'm just ticking off the reality, the actual things that happened. Obamacare was one. Another thing that he tried was cap and trade. This is essentially a tax on the carbon footprint that you have in your business, the carbon energy that you use, gasoline, diesel fuel, coal, anything that's carbon based. The cap and trade. But he tried to get that through, and that didn't work. But he tried. This is all the while that the economy, you know, we're trying to come out of a recession. Another thing that he tried was the card check bill, the union bill, that would allow unions to organize a lot quicker and a lot more efficiently, and with really what I consider to be Gestapo tactics. And the card check meant that a union organizer, basically, someone who was in your company who wanted to form a union, could walk up to you and stick a card in front of you and say, here, do you want to vote for a union or against a union? And you would not be able to do that in private. You could have to vote right then in front of everybody. No private ballot, no secret ballot, which is one of the mainstays of our country, right? The secret ballot was essentially taken away when it comes to card check to organize that company into a union. Well, that failed too, but it was tried. The Boeing plant was built in South Carolina. A brand new production plant in South Carolina was built, and President Obama's National Labor Relations Board basically shut that down. I'm not sure where it is right now. I don't think it's operating. I may be wrong about that. But they did shut it down for a long time, which prevented 2,000 people from going to work just because the unions in Washington, at the Boeing plants in Washington, didn't like that. And so they shut it down. And not only did that cost 2,000 people from going to work at the Boeing plant, but it impacted 4,000 South Carolina small business jobs. Now, why wouldn't he have been in favor of that? But he wasn't. So they tried to stop that. We'll see how that rolls out. And the other thing is, if President Obama, I'm convinced that if President Obama had allowed the Keystone Pipeline to go through, that one act, just literally saying that he wanted it, maybe not even having signed the Keystone Pipeline, I think that would have had an effect of lowering futures oil prices, oil petroleum prices, the futures, which lowers oil prices, which lowers gas prices. So our fuel bills could have been lower, I believe. I believe right now we'd be paying less gas, less for gasoline, less for diesel fuel, if he accepted the Keystone Pipeline. But he didn't, because even though his union constituents wanted it, his environmental constituents didn't. Now, let me give you a little bit of a tip about where things are going in his next 4 years, and let's just watch this. This is just, I'm giving you that review so you can watch what happens. The first people to be invited to the White House for meetings were the unions, Richard Trumka, who's no friend of small business, and MoveOn.org, which in my opinion is no friend of the United States of America. Those are the first people who were invited to the White House. So armed with that review and a little bit of information, keep your eyes and ears open about how things are going to be going in the next 4 years under President Obama. I'll be interested to see how it goes. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.